In this most tumultuous time, there are openings that we have not seen from our perspective in quite a while for things to be created. And the challenge, of course, in a difficult time is to defocus on the difficulty and to focus on the openings. So when you are thinking about your own life, that is what you want to do with yourself as well as how you are moving in the world. In other words, we are all dealing with challenges and flaws, but sometimes we forget to focus on our own power and our ability to do many things because the system has encouraged us to look not at what we can do, but to focus on where we might be stymied or stalled. This year actually has a great deal of supportive energy for creating. And so we are always, of course, looking at the levels. And there is the creating out here in the world, but it needs to be balanced with the creating inside. Otherwise, what we do without meaning to is we create a conflict. So we can say, I want to create this and it is good, but if we have not also said, and I am good, so that we have a balance between the two things. And that is not egotistical and it is not arrogance. It is balance. Now, when you think about it, there's a thing you are going to create because you want to create it. It does not mean there will not be challenges or difficulties. And there are things you want to heal inside of yourself. And that does not mean there will not be challenges or difficulties. But when you can hold this balance, knowing that you are good and that what you are creating is good as well. There is the power position. It does not mean you do not know about anything else. It means that you are willing to hold this balance. And of course, sometimes that means there is some additional work. We highly recommend meditating with the knowledge of the good in yourself and with the good in the thing that you want to create. So we will simply leave that with you because you have a year to work on it. So we know that so many seeds have been planted and many of them will come to fruition even in this very troubled year. So do remember to focus on those two things. So begin to breathe easily and deeply and let the peace around you flow into your body. Feel it move deeply into all of the aspects, not only of your chakra systems, but of your physical body, your energy body as well. Never forget the connection between power and peace. Feel a warm rain fall around you and wash away any stresses or strains that the week may have brought you. And feel that warm rain and consciously release any tension you may be holding to that rain. Be willing to let go of it. Now move into your heart and find there that there is a light. And the light has the qualities of magnetism, so that it has not only the power to make your heart center light, but it has the power to draw light from the universe as well as from the world around you. Now begin to feel a bright sun of energy above your head, but also be aware of the light in your heart. And open the crown and feel the power of the universe to give you the light and the power of your heart to draw the light. Now let the light open the crown more widely to receive more. Open the third eye to intuit more, to know more. The communication center, to speak with more light and power. And the heart to connect all of that. The solar plexus, which gains its power in release, making a place for the light to live. The second center, which gains its power by cleansing and releasing judgment and shame. And the root, which has the patterns and the plans for the power and the good in your life, and gains its power by releasing doubt. And feel your being magnetized with light. And breathe it in. Now feel your crown open and your energy, strong and light, moving upward through your body, out to the crown, into the perfect beauty and balance of the night sky. Feel your own light as a part of all the lights of creation, equally loved and supported and important. And as you move higher, find the gates that open to the place that is for you, and enter your place for healing, for wisdom, and drink the water in this place to refresh not only yourself but your spirit. And lightly move upward till you find the place of light where your teacher waits for you. spend this time with your teacher. When you have spoken with your teacher, accept a gift from this teacher, resting the mind, knowing the gift. Thank the teacher who has come to be here with you, and breathe in the abundance of the energy of the teacher and of the place that is yours. Come down the path into the night sky. And stop for the wonder of it all. And come closer to the room above your circle. And as a service, find for those who sit here with you a gift or a symbol. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.